Yeah, obviously. That is, that's not the way that we wanted to end our season on that type of a note. So this is very, very disappointing for us to end that way.
What do you think about that 6-0 start? What do you think kind of turned? I mean, because obviously, you know, 2-8 in the last.
If I knew that, then we'll be able to pull a couple of those close victories out towards the end. You know, we saw two teams this year, and it's going to be up to us this offseason to understand what it took to be that team earlier, and then so that we can pull out those close games in that we had in the second half of the season.
How do you explain what happened today?
I have no idea. I had no idea. It was, you know, defensively, it's no way anywhere you can give up that many big plays, that many rushing yards to a team. We knew they were going to come in, you know, jacked up and, you know, slinging the ball all over the place and running it. So we were prepared mentally for it, but what showed up on the field was not what we practiced.
Brian, you've been in a lot of locker rooms with a lot of teams, and I know you don't like to concern yourself with personnel issues, but with what happened this week, did that affect this locker room?
No, that has nothing to do with missing tackles. Now, the offense was playing great. They turned the ball over a couple of times, but they were moving the ball up and down the field. Defensively, we couldn't get out the daggum field, so that had nothing to do with us.
But does it affect your psyche?
That had nothing to do with us, period. It's about blocking. It's about tackling. It's about making plays on the ball when you have the opportunity. That had nothing to do with us.
Doc, what do you think about the personnel defensively this team had? I mean, do you think just some tweaks are needed now in the offseason?
I mean, I don't generally know. Let me soak on this a little bit. Get this out of my system, and then we can start talking about these other things in offseason. But, you know, give Kansas City credit. Make sure you do that. Make sure you give those guys credit because they came out and fought.
Were you surprised with the play of Jamal Charles?
No, because that's what we saw on film. We knew that he was an explosive guy. You allowed him to get an open field. We saw it. We knew that was the potential for that to happen, and we didn't do what we needed to do to not allow that to happen.
How tough would this be to get out of your system, and what's your level of disappointment?
My level of disappointment is obviously pretty high. But as far as getting out of my system, I'll look at what I need to look at, and then I'll be ready to roll and get my body and get my mind back in shape for next season. But I'll need to digest to see what I could change in my play before I move on.
Thanks, Doc.
All right.